Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. We do have bottom of the hour. It's going to be Crane News with Kay on a Tuesday. And basically just tells us the world's going to come to an end soon. I'm like, really? That's the whole thing today? I mean, what are we talking about here? So stick around for that. I mean, there are signs that things are changing, but I wouldn't go as far as saying that the world's going to end. But, and she doesn't really say that either. But it's very interesting because she's into the science. She's done doctoral theses on these things. And we also talk about Graham Hancock, who we've had on the program, who's got Apocalypse, the Ancient Apocalypse show on Netflix. Hopefully you guys went and checked that out. But it's not the happiest of Cray News is with Kay that we've done. That's for sure. We've also got the story of the M&Ms. Not really sure why we have to go woke on everything. And Al Sharpton is making a suggestion and a plea, really, that is kind of surprising to hear from Al Sharpton on a Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Let's go, Kerry. Come on, Kerry. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Taco. I've got my tacos, my radio. A little salsa, I'm ready to go.
Taco.
No enchilada, no cheesy nacho.
Let's go.
Taco Tuesday, the Joe Pags Show.
Carry like it. Why do you try so hard not to smile?
No, because I know what's coming.
Come on.
Now me and Polo, we like the hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
Joe La Chorizo.
Let's go.
Because he's the boss.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Lachey.
You're stupid. Okay. I didn't know why I do that for you. Yeah, you're such a naysayer.
So be nice.
I know it's coming. Nah. That's my imitation of you. Come on.
Terrible.
It's Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pags Show.
Taco.
It's Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pags Show.
Taco.
I'm eating tacos with Polo.
Taco.
Polo, please. Did you forget?
Taco.
It still sounded great, but he's normally like ready to go. He's like, let me grab my headphones. Let me grab this thing over here. Let me do this. But not nailed it,
you know,
as
how much
usual.
He loves to do it every Tuesday.
Well, listen, I've worked with Polo almost 20 years. Trust me, we've had the conversation. He's okay with it.
Okay.
If you weren't, I wouldn't do it. Now, I don't care if you're okay with the Taco Tuesday fart one, because I think that's funny every time.
I know. Yeah. We didn't have a conversation about it, but...
Mm-hmm. We did not, because I know what your answer would be. I was hopeful that Polo would be okay with giving us the standard operating procedure taco. I mean, the way he says it is, you know what I mean? Let's say this. It's not this.
Taco.
You know what I mean? It's not that.
Play me. I knew it. It's not bad. It's no Polo.
It's not horrible. It's not better bad than this one. Go ahead. We're good.
Okay. Taco.
No, try again, because that sucked.
No. Taco.
No, give us that was actually, the second one was actually pretty good.
That's
you
not,
got mad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Getting mad saying it was actually right in your wheelhouse. Pretty good. All right. This past weekend, I had my first cheat day. It was actually a cheat meal. I didn't do the whole day. Of the year where I ate some pasta. Now, for those who don't know, I low carb. I guess it's keto, but it's more low carb than it really is like a standard, let me keto. I seem to keep myself in better health that way. When I eat carbohydrates, I can gain 20 pounds in a day. I mean, it's just bad. But I'm Italian, and growing up eating pasta,
what?
It's hard. I know, right? Mm. But not having pasta in my adult life, generally speaking, is not easy. So this Saturday, had some pasta. Jenny made some pasta. And then what happens is, and everybody might not react this way, but I know that when I have glucose in my body, my blood sugar is higher. When the insulin is released, insulin literally makes you feel hungry again, even if you're not. So you release the insulin to deal with all the sugar coming in, converts it to glucose. You can then use that as energy. Whereas when you're doing low carb, you generally speaking want to use ketones as your energy, not glucose. Okay, now that I've said all of that, the reason I said all of that is because not too long after the pasta, guess who was hungry in about 45 minutes?
You.
And Carrie, I ate a good pound and a half of pasta. Had some bread. I had everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of carbs.
Hour later, 45 minutes, an hour later, I'm starving. No, I'm not. And mind over matter, I know that I'm really not hungry. I know that I really don't need more sustenance. I know that I don't need to eat more. So what did I do?
You ate some M&Ms?
I went looking for some M&Ms. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. I got like a 2-pounder for Christmas.
Yeah.
That I haven't touched.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
January had them ready. Peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut M&Ms. I've had them for a month. Man. Woo. Give me some M&Ms. Here we go. Yeah, went there. The bag is not only open. There are 3 M&Ms left.
Well, no. See, that's what happens when you wait a month to open a bag.
I'm in a house with 5 people. And Jenny immediately fell on the sword. Yeah, I ate them. I said, I don't care who ate them. Just leave me some. You know, that's not a problem. Now, I know that she didn't just eat them. There are 3 other people that I'm sure are culprits as well. I'll just have 1 or 2 every day for a month, and they're suddenly gone.
Yeah.
So a couple of things happened. One, I didn't eat again, and I stayed clean after that, and I lost whatever weight I would have gained.
Mm-hmm.
It did me a big favor. Mm-hmm. 2, she bought me a new 2-pounder on Sunday, but I couldn't have them on Sunday because my one going off the plan deal was on Saturday. So now we have a new 2-pounder, and I'm going to take a picture of it every day.
Yeah.
How long it takes. Yeah. Because I'm not going to have any, probably not for another month, right? But you know my go-to is peanut M&Ms. In fact, one guy, and I forget the guy's name, you might know his name, stopped by the studio a long time ago and dropped off 4 pounds of M&Ms for me.
Yeah, because he dropped it off. Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
I could sit down. You know, I could eat 2-3 pounds of M&Ms. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big chocolate guy, but for some reason, you get the peanuts in there and the M&Ms. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then we have the characters. And I didn't know that this was a thing until, I don't know, the end of last year. One of the M&M characters, what do they call them? Candy somethings.
Spokes candies.
Spokes candies. The spokes candies for M&Ms are cute. The plot was when these commercials started, can I get through the day and not be eaten by some human? That appeared to be what it was.
Mm-hmm. Cute commercials.
And then they became, right, very cute. Somebody saw somebody wearing some sneakers or something. Somebody saw a spokes candy in an M&M's commercial or in an ad, print ad for M&M's, where they had some sort of sneakers on that were somehow cultural appropriation or racist or something. Then they had to have a purple M&M. I mean, you remember all this?
I thought it was because there was one M&M and she was wearing high heels and
okay, those
glasses,
are the shoes then.
And she was very sexy. And there were complaints about that the M&M was too sexy.
And again, the complaints about the M&Ms being too sexy are coming from the same people that think it's okay to have a so-called family-friendly drag show. That's how stupid the woke crowd is. But now, M&M's has addressed it because, Carrie, the right thing to do, and you've worked with me a long time, if somebody says, hey, I think that M&M is too sexy, my answer would probably be, if we're sitting at the dinner table, no, it's not. Then I would say,
Pass the potatoes.
In other words, case closed. There's nothing else to say about it that this fat little candy is sexy. It's not. You know what I mean?
Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
I mean, you put it that way, it sounds kind of nuts, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But M&M's Mars decided, this is the company that makes the candy, that they would address it because of the stupid complaints, and do away with the spokes candies. please to give us the full story on this because my face literally hurts.
From CNBC, candy maker Morris said Monday it's replacing its M&M's spokes candies with actress Maya Rudolph after facing right-wing criticism over its mascot makeover. Rudolph will star in the candy brand Super Bowl commercial. Chief Marketing Officer Gabriel Wesley told CNBC it'll be the actor's first appearance as the brand spokesperson and chief of fun. And the original colorful cast of M&M's spokes candies are at present pursuing other personal passions, said Wesley. As she noted, in the coming weeks, the company will announce what the M&M spokes candies are up to over the next few weeks before, during, and after Super Bowl via their website and social media channels. The spokes candies are a team of cartoon M&M's mascots that have represented the brand in commercials and other marketing materials since 1960. Early last year, the candy brand updated the cartoons and its marketing, rebranding each mascot with a new backstory, clothing, and personality to be more inclusive. The green M&M, for example, had previously drawn criticism from being marketed as too sexy. So the company switched out her knee high-heeled boots for sneakers and put more emphasis on her feminist values. Orange became a mascot riddled with anxiety, and the company added a new purple M&M, which was designed to represent inclusivity. The rebrand caught the eye of conservatives, including Fox News host Tucker Carlson at the time of the update and again in recent weeks, with some claiming the makeovers were another example of a liberal agenda gone too far. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet, M&M said in a statement Monday on Twitter. Now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause on the spokes candies.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It makes every part of my body feel some sort of pain. I don't understand. Candies are not, generally speaking, people. I mean, people can dress up like M&M's candies, I guess, for like Halloween, but I don't see them as a sexualized thing to eat. I don't see them as inclusive or exclusive. How do you make a candy that's not a human inclusive for human orientation or human ID? The purple candy represented what? How is that inclusive? The purple people are now somehow included? Carrie, how is that inclusive, a purple candy?
I'm not really sure.
I mean, back when I was in school, we were innocent enough to believe that, you know, eating a certain color M&M would make you feel a certain way. And it was stupid. It was dumb. Some people didn't like that color candy. Some people didn't like that color candy. It was all candy. None of it had to do with ID, orientation, sex, none of that. Gender. They are rebranding the brand and bringing in Maya Rudolph because the candies were too polarizing. Yes. And again, I like Maya Rudolph. Many don't know this. The daughter of Mimi Ripperton.
I do know that. Yes. Yeah, the singer.
Who sang that extremely high whistle tone in Loving You, that song Loving You, like in the early 70s?
Yeah, that was high.
Part of the Rippertons. So this to me is unheard of. And I know that we live in a woke time, I get it. But why wouldn't they want to just sell the candies? We all love your brand. Many of us have been eating it our entire lives. Why would you want us to think twice before putting our money down to buy your product when we know your mindset is that candy can be somehow genderized or sexualized or somehow represent orientation or the candy has shoes on? Carrie, I've never bought a bag of M&M's and the M&M candies had shoes on.
No.
This is just some character they made to make it cutesy, to make people just remember the brand. I mean, when you have a commercial like that, you're not buying the talking M&M's to eat them. You're just reminded of the brand name.
Yeah.
Back when I used to be in the pizza business, we were told that every six times somebody sees a pizza sign, whether it be on your top of your car or on the building, that makes them think, I want to buy some pizza. So every time I see the M&M's commercial, I think, oh, man, I'd like to get some M&M's. I don't think to myself, wow, I hope they have high heels on or sneakers, or I hope they're purple to represent, you know, those who are LGBTQXYZ123. I mean, I don't understand. You're the mom of kids?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think of this when you bought the M&M's?
Never, never. No.
Well, why not? Racist.
No, not racist. Thought, oh, those are good. I like to eat them. I think I'll buy some.
Wait a second. Those are good. I like to eat them. I'm going to buy some.
That's pretty simple.
Get out of here. So you're acting like that's why you buy things?
Yes.
You're not buying for the shoes on the purple M&M?
No.
This is so stupid. It's verifiably stupid. And again, I just wish they'd stop. Just sell your stupid M&Ms. Just sell the candy. And if we like them, we'll buy some more. If we don't like them, you could change how you made them to make us like them better next time. I'm not one person, maybe some gay person who feels like he or she hasn't been recognized enough or tolerated enough, will go and buy a bag of M&Ms now to prove a point. Other than that, you just got a lot of us mad at you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts about this when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you. Your thoughts about this ridiculous move by M&M's Mars. Good guy over in my chat room said, oh, you just, Mars should send you, M&M Mars should send you a check. Guys, stop. And I always get that. Oh, you just give them free publicity. I literally just gave them an insult for 10 minutes. I insulted them. I told them how stupid it was. I told them how woke they were. If that somehow is free promotion, they could send me a check. Carrie, I'm fine getting a check.
Yeah, send me one, too. I'm part of the show,
We get that too. A lot, though. You just gave them free publicity. It's exactly what they wanted. They tricked you. Yeah, they got me. I do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, 15 hours a week. I'm going to talk about anything I want to talk about, and I'm not going to think about the ramifications. Did they trick me? Reverse psychology. They got rid of the M&M with the high heels.
So what do we talk about for 3 hours?
No.
I mean, no. Seriously, yeah. What
they did was they got rid of the M&M with the high heels to make me talk about them. They really tricked me.
Yeah. I mean,
they got me. We love you, though. We love the chat room. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Want to hear from you. If you'd rather just email, just scroll down, click on contact. You could also go to Twitter, go to Getter, go to Truth, go to Instagram. We're active on all of those. We appreciate you checking them out. Let me tell you about the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. We know that the electricity and the fuel prices for this winter already up 50 to 200%. It's crazy. The powerful heating technology used by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater is already helping thousands of people save money on their heating bills. At Eden Pure, an advanced heating engineering team has combined an infrared heating system and a convective heating system into one space heater. These two technologies work together to heat a home better than your current furnace, boiler, baseboard heat, and other space heaters. By using two forms of heating technology to heat a room, the Gen 40 actually makes you feel warmer and reduces your heating bills at the same time. Never be cold again and save money month after month. Get with Eden Pure right now. You could also get an additional $50 off the Gen 40 sale price with my discount code. Here's what you do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Enter code PAGS50, P-A-G-S-5-0. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS50. And when you do that, you're also going to get free shipping when you get this great heater. You go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to be Darren in Michigan. Darren, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And all these years, I was always, you know, tricking my kids to eat the defective ones, the W's. Now I realize all these years that's been a hidden message in there. It's either the W stands for white or it stands for woke. And I didn't realize that all these years, Joe. And I'm really glad you're bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, Darren,
I've really been disappointed.
You want to take the candy and turn it over. It's not a... It's not a W. It's an M.
Oh.
All right. 888-941-PAGS. Joe Pags. You know what I mean, Carrie? Very, very funny man, though. You can tell how sarcastic he was being.
Yeah.
You imagine somebody thinks they're W's on there, not M's?
No, people.
No way, right?
No. I don't see that.
Not a chance. He's way too smart than that.
Yeah.
Eric, Florida. Let's go.
Hey, Joe. Listen, I recently became homeless about 6 months ago. And
sorry to hear that.
Keeps me sane. Keeps me going. But, hey, we're going strong. But anyways, I'm a huge NASCAR fan. My favorite driver, his sponsor, was the M&Ms. And last year, they just dropped them. And I was wondering, is there some kind of woke thing that's creeping into my favorite sport now?
I have no idea.
Precursor to this.
Yeah, who are they sponsoring? Who's their driver?
Well, Kyle Busch, the number 18, Joe Gibbs, and he moved on to another team. But the M&Ms and Mars was on his. Paid in millions for years and years, and now all of a sudden they're saying, oh, well, we're not coming back anymore.
Well, you never know.
Now that I heard,
go ahead.
I was just wondering now that I hear what you guys are talking about with this boots and the sexiness, if this was all like, you know, a long time coming, and that Kyle Busch was just another, you know, you got to get out of here, redneck race car driver.
I don't know, man. Oh, Eric, first of all, I pray that things get better for you that you'll find a place and you'll find a great job and all. I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me as many people look at NASCAR as not woke enough. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.